The other day, I was hanging out with some of my friends, and the topic that we were talking about was the Bible. And one of my friends, he wanted to know, you know, where in the Bible does it say that we can't curse? Because God doesn't actually give like a list of words that you can or can't say. In fact, in the whole Bible, it doesn't even reference curse words. So it's like, where do we get the idea from? And I was a little stumped at this question. But I did give him a general answer. In Ephesians 4, roughly what it says in Ephesians 4 is that don't use words that are bad. And I thought that would be a straightforward answer to a straightforward question. But all that did was give him even more questions, because how do we know what words are bad? Because what we've done is we've let another human being assign words as curse words. So we're just listening to him, and he's saying, okay, this is a curse word, but we're not going through and looking at the Bible and seeing what words are actually wrong to say, what words are actually right to say. We're just listening to somebody else. And I think all Christians need to actually do the research and see what words we can and can't say, because if you're just taking someone else's word for it, that's how you get a man-made doctrine. So you have to, all Christians have to go through and find the truth for themselves. So, you know, just first, what is a curse word? Well, you know, what separates the word poop from the S word? Because they're the same word, the same definition, same meaning of the word. And you know, also, some people think that Karen is a curse word. So, I mean, what would you even say to that? Well, and when the Bible refers to the off-limit words, it uses the word obscene in Colossians 3:8 of the ESV, which is the translation for our modern definitions. And according to the dictionary, obscene means offensive, rude, or shocking, usually because of being related to sex, which covers every single curse word that we have. Now, if you notice, this also covers a lot of other words that we wouldn't really list as curse words. I'm not going to go through them, but because there's probably hundreds of them, but you can get the gist of the idea. There's other words that aren't even curse words that we're actually not allowed to say. And we need to apply that to our daily life. So going back, is saying poop as opposed to the S word, is that a curse word? Well, if you look at the definition of what the Bible says, the word poop isn't offensive, rude, or shocking. So it helps us differentiate what words we can say and what words we can't say. Because if I said the S word, that would be offensive. And some people might be a little stubborn, and they might say, okay, well, you're using an English definition for a Greek word. So let's go back to the source. If you'd flip with me to Ephesians 5:4, it reads, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather a giving of thanks, So what you have in Ephesians 5:4 is the word filthiness, which the Greek word for that is aishrotes, which refers to behavior that goes against moral or social standards. And that's pretty clear cut on what words we can and can't say according to the Bible. Because you know, you can say the words that you can say, you can like use them in a speech or something, but like at school or at work, you're not allowed to say curse words. Those are not at the social standard or moral standard. And back to that question of, well, some people say Karen is a curse word, but it is allowed because of the social standard. Now, stepping back to that, if somebody is offended by you saying Karen, then it wouldn't be at the moral standard, which was the other half of the definition, behavior that goes against moral or social standards. So it's almost as bad as saying a curse word. If somebody doesn't, an insult is almost as bad as saying a curse word with this definition. And some people might say, well, I'm not offending anybody when I say this. Well, the word is not offensive. But if you'd flip with me to James 3:3-5, it reads, indeed, we put bits into horses' mouth that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body. Look also at ships, although they are so large and are driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder wherever the pilot desires. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles. So what he's saying here is, even though the tongue is a little part of your body, it can change your direction. You know how the horse moves, it changes its direction. The little curse words are going to change the destination of where you're going. And after that, you can continue reading in James 3, 6. It says, "And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and creature of the sea is tamed and have been tamed by mankind. But no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. With it, we bless God and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the same similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. Does a spring send forth fresh water and bitter from the same opening? Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives, or a grapevine bear figs? Thus no spring yields both salt water and fresh." So what he's not saying here is that the tongue will never be tamed. He's saying that we should try. He's not saying that we shouldn't try, but he's saying that it's going to be difficult and it's going to be hard, but ultimately it will be possible. And then in verse 10, he's saying, "Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things not ought to be so." We can't preach the gospel to other people if we ourselves are saying the wrong things and we're setting the wrong examples. And cursing is also foolish. And if you look at Ecclesiastes 10:12, where it explains that, if you flip with me to Ecclesiastes 10:12, it reads, "The words of a wise man's mouth are gracious, but the lips of a fool shall swallow him up. The words of his mouth begin with foolishness, and the end of his talk is raving madness. A fool also multiplies words. No man knows what it is to be. Who can tell what will be after him? The labor of fools wearies them, for they do not even know how to go to the city." So the Bible is saying that you have to be careful what words you're saying and actually have meaning behind your words. They can't just be useless and foolish words. And lots of people, they use curse words as like a substitute, as like a fill in the blank to express what they're saying, because they more so would have a limited vocabulary. And if you go to 1 Peter 3:10, it reads, "For he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it." In this verse, the Greek word for evil is kakos, which means useless and incapable and bad, which, going back to the previous verse that we just went over, that describes what it was saying, because, you know, if you're multiplying your words, then the words aren't going to have meaning behind them. And if you go to James 1:26, which is a couple of pages back, it reads, "If anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless." So what he's saying here is that you could be Mother Teresa, you could be Gandhi, but if you're not meaning what you're saying, like if you're saying the wrong things, you're saying bad things, the curse words, then it all ultimately means nothing. And I think some of us should apply that, and we should really be living by what the Bible says. And some people might have a question. They might say, well, are some curse words worse than other words? Because you could go to a PG movie and they'll say the D word, or let's say the A word. Well, if you flip with me to Matthew 12:36, it reads, "But I will say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of the judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." So here, he's saying every idle word that you speak, every careless word that you speak, will be judged. So it doesn't matter if it's the little words or the big words, you will be condemned for, you will be judged for every word that you speak. And, you know, the word we have, the D word, which we would consider to be the least of the curse words, But what the Bible is saying is, and what the D word means is, you know, you're damning somebody to hell. You're condemning them to hell. So Jesus is saying that you will be condemned for your words. So if you're being condemned for saying the D word, if you say the F word, what's the punishment? It's the same punishment. So no curse words are worse than other curse words. They all mean the same thing. If you say what the H or GD, it all means it's all wrong. You can't say any of them. And that goes for euphemisms as well. Because if you look in Luke 6:45, it reads, "A good man out of good treasure of his heart brings forth good, and an evil man out of evil treasure brings forth evil. For out of the abundance the heart of his mouth speaks." So even if you're not saying the actual word that's wrong, it's about what's in your heart that really matters. And if you learn anything from the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus is talking, he talks about how you can. It's not just about, you know, if you kill somebody, that's wrong, but it's wrong even if you think about it. And the word shouldn't even be in your vocabulary. Some people, they swear in their inner monologue, and you can see that that's wrong. If you go to Proverbs 23:7, it reads, "For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you." So even what you're thinking is still Jesus, well, not Jesus, but the Proverbs are saying that that's what's on your heart. Even just what you're thinking, you don't even have to say it. All you have to do is think it, and that's still wrong according to the Bible. And the Bible also says that you should stay away from curse words, because in 1 Corinthians 15:3 it says, "Bad company corrupts good morals." And along to that also, you know, the music that we listen to and the movies that we watch, there are a lot of movies that, even PG movies nowadays, they use curse words. They use like the D word or the H word. They'll say the wrong words in PG movies, and you have to filter out the media that you can or can't watch or listen to. In conclusion, I want to go back to James 1:26 because it's a powerful verse. It says, "If anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle in his heart, but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless." So I think we all need to make that application to ourselves. And if you think, in Mark 16:16, it says you have to believe. And Acts 2:38 says you have to hear. And Romans 10:10 says you have to be baptized. And Acts 22, and then Revelations 2:10 says you need to live faithfully until death. And if you think that you need to bring Jesus into your life, step forward as we stand and sing.